God, I'm just tired of the cold, wintry, gray sky, dreary thing.
I feel like waterlogged. I'm ready for some sunshine.
Right? That way you can get outside and sort of, you know, bask in the sun.
Yes.
Although you'll have to do a little prepping before you can make the toes available for the sunshine, the fingernails and everything else there. You're going to have to get your toes painted up.
Please.
Guys wear boots all the time, so they don't really take care of their feet all the time. Ladies do a much better job at that than the guys do, to be honest with you.
True.
Sometimes ladies will take their guys over to get the pedicure done. I know there's Nobleman's Grooming in Turlock. We've been out there before.
Do they do that there?
They have in the back, they have a place to get your hair cut, right? And they have the whole pedicure thing back there. Plus, they'll give you cold beer. So you get a cold beer, they'll fix your gross toes, and that way when you go to sleep at night and you hear that weird noise and your toenails are scraping on the covers or whatever it is, or something, take your shoes off. It looks like you've got Frito chips at the end of your shoes.
Summertime, when my dad is out cleaning the pool and I ask my mom, you let that get in bed with you?
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he has what we call pinchers. You know what I mean?
Finger toes.
Totally.
Oh.
But he's like the chick that walks around with like the curly fry.
Big old toenails that curl all the way over.
I'm like, oh, my God. I'm surprised you haven't sliced mom's leg open in bed with that.
Yeah.
You got, like, daggers.
Well, you know, sometimes if you're not as flexible as you normally are, then you can't get down to manicure your own toes.
Mom won't touch them.
That's what I'm saying. Someone in the family has to do it, and you got to go out and pay to get it done. And if they turn you away at the pedicure place, then you know you're really in trouble.
Yeah, if they turn you away, you've got bad feet.
Steven Tyler, though.
Yeah, no.
Does
he have bad feet?
Oh,
I'm looking right now.
Google up his feet.
Did you know Halle Berry has an extra toe?
Does she really?
No way.
She's got six toes, so she's not perfect.
Shut up.
I love it. Okay, Steve.
I wonder what she uses the extra toe for.
For counting, obviously.
Oh, my God.
Aren't those horrible?
Oh, he has horrible feet.
Yeah, there's a bunch of weird celebrity toes. You can go look those up.
Oh, my gosh.
That's why he never wears.
I am traumatized. I am traumatized. Stephen, baby, no.
Man.
And he paints them, which just like, look at my bad feet.
I know.
Yes. I handle my toes myself. I take care of them. I make sure that they're groomed and cleaned because, you know, I've had an ingrown toe before. And that's the most painful.
Lord.
That's the most painful thing they could ever have because you got to walk, you got to stand, you got to do what you got to do. So
I'll tell you what, if you haven't had it, it's just about as painful as birth.
My dad had it.
The shots in your toe.
Oh, no.
I bit my mother.
Why'd you do that?
Because she took me in there, and when they put the shot in my toe, I bit her.
For an ingrown toenail?
Yes, that is like the worst pain ever when they put the shots in your toes.
Because they had to put it like in the big fatty part.
They're supposed to spray something on there to numb it first so you don't feel the shot. Boy, you must have gone to a discount doctor over there.
Well, or Portuguese, we like to save money.
They all heard some colorful language in the lobby, too.
I already know what your language is. Yeah, I can only imagine. Hey, it's bad news, though, but, you know, that's why you got to take care of your feet, because if you're on them all day, you know, you only got one pair of them, so you got to be careful.
And for the rest of us, because you just take care of your feet.
Yeah. There should be some people you had a little card to. Here's a discount coupon to Boot Barn. Yeah. Why don't you look into it?